today. I have to wear pants this time. Wit Sunday, so I need to be witty, do I? Is that what that means? Yeah. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. What a fascinating thought, eh? I'm glad that they wrote that for us today. It was really well done. I'm going to read a few texts out of Shirley said, the Revised Common Lectionary, which we'll look at some of these things in the next few weeks or months. They're very well put together, a series of texts that come out of the Old and New Testament. Quite a smorgasbord, but very well thought through and provide a lot of good food for us. And so I'll read a couple from, as Psalms already been written by Shirley, I'll read a couple, one from the Old and one from the New. So the first one's from Numbers 11, 24 to 30. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad. And the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent. And so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in camp. So there's gossip even back then. And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, my Lord Moses, stop them. But Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them. And in doing so, of course, prophesied himself, the intent of God. And now from the letter of 1 Corinthians from 12, chapter 12, 3 to 13. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So that's some good advice for evangelism, by the way. Say Jesus is Lord. Who didn't say it? One, two, three. I presume you're still Christians. It doesn't say that when you're told to and you don't, that you're therefore not a Christian, by the way. The idea, of course, is that the Lord brings his people in. I kind of fall in and out of love with apologetics, you know, the people who spend all their time and life trying to convince someone why Christianity makes sense. I kind of fall in and out of love of that idea. Sometimes I think it seems valuable, and then I read things like that, and I think, yeah, it's so true. If people are not going to believe if they're just not going to believe, unless the Lord tells them, unless the Spirit says it's true, you can't convince someone into the kingdom. Anyway, now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, English or Kiwis, I mean, genuine English, right? Not just... Any South Africans here? Yes. Australians? Yes. Anyone else from anywhere else? What have we got here? Apparently, we're all the same. Oh, Dutch? Yeah, the Dutchies. Apparently, it's true for us too. Slaves or free? Any slaves here? Yeah, one. If you know your Bible, you're all slaves. Slaves to Christ. Anyway, we were all made to drink of one spirit. So the heartfelt wish of Moses comes true in the day of Pentecost and has been worked out throughout the New Testament. This move of God to do something different, to change the game plan and the direction of humanity. So we're not here to make friends. I mean, it's nice that there are friendly people here. That's a good thing. And we're not here to sing just the songs that we like, though it is nice that there are good songs to sing. And we're not here to get our lives in order, though it's nice that actually being part of a community like this can actually help in our lives. We're not here to become the more moral person. We're not here to make ourselves of anything. We are here for one purpose, and that is to make the body of Christ. That's what we make through the one Spirit. We who are very diverse. We who are very diverse. And I know many of you a little bit, and a couple of you a lot, and you're all very different. And yet here we all are, making one body, and thinking about what has already been shared, the being and the doing, and the what is it that we are wanting to be, and the change, the sense of shift and change, the opportunity that's posed for us now, which we tasted a little bit in our last service when, rather than a long sermon, 30 minutes is not that long, we asked Mark to cut his sermon down a little bit, still share from the word, but then open it up for prayer, for petition, as we should see the tide of COVID-19 sweeping around. And we've tasted it again a little bit today. We've had a chance to share and to gather and to bring something of what the Spirit has been laying on our hearts and to share that with one another for encouragement. But more particularly, for the binding of. I don't know if you notice that, but when you see different faces and you hear different comments, you feel a sense of connectedness that is more than just the fact we're all in the same room. We begin to experience that connectedness, if you might like. So is there a shift? Is there a sense of change? I hope so. I think that it is, at least for a little while, a good thing to do to provide more space in our services for the sharing of the gift of the different gifts that we have through the one Spirit to make the body of Christ a little more visible on a Sunday, if not just for the rest of the week, if that makes some sense. And the being in the doing, as Jenny said, well, if we were to open up more space on a Sunday for the Spirit to move and for God's people to use the spirited gifts they are given, then it's going to require something on your part, because if you're not being with the Lord, then you're not going to be doing the Lord much favors on Sunday either. So the being church is going to require that we are being with the Lord during the week and that we come together not for our own sake, but for the common good, as it says in 1 Corinthians. To foster our relationship with the Lord, that we might gather together on a Sunday to give something to someone else in the Lord's name, rather than to simply receive. Now that is a shift in the way that we think about church. Maybe not us, we may be a different bunch from the rest of the churches, but most churches I know are very well organized, as Lee already mentioned, very well structured, with well-oiled eldership and leadership teams that know exactly what you should be doing with your life, and they have a plan for your life, and it's a good one. It's going to require your finances. But what if we asked you to be aware of what the Spirit was saying to you during the week, so that you could come in? In fact, you wouldn't even need to come in on a Sunday to express that, but that you might decide, I need to ring so-and-so because they're on my heart. Or I need to, whatever it is that you might need to be doing. But you begin to realize your life as one given spirited power so that you can be for the common good, not the Spirit's power for your own. And then probably we'll find that there is goodness flowing into our lives as well. Does that make sense? I had thought maybe I would be saying this before we expressed or opened it up, but actually it worked quite well, because hearing what was already said, I think, works well with where I felt the Lord was speaking anyway. So I'll shut up now. Turn off the camera.